that it was the opinion of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہما that some آیات were revealed during the journey that Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم undertook during his hijrah when he was going from Makkah to Medina. During this period, those آیات were revealed. So this surah, so to say, we can call it is somewhere between Madani and Makki, Surah Al-Hajj. About the rest of the surahs, as I've told you, nearly there is consensus, there is agreement of opinion about whether they are Makkis or Madani. Now, fifth point is, who were the addressees of the Quran? Whom Quran addressed? I want to divide this into two parts. The first and foremost addressees of the Quran, they were the pagan Arabs, who were the progeny of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And Quran gives them the title of Ummiyin, because they didn't have any book. There was no prophet sent to this progeny of Ibrahim after Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So these people, you know, they were unlettered one. They had no education, they had no book, no law, no traditions. So they were called Ummiyin. هُوَ الَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. But secondly, the addressees of the Quran were the Jews and the Christians. So to say, they were the former Muslim Ummah. They were the Ummah of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They were people of the book. All of them believed in Torah. And the Jews, although they didn't believe in Injil, but they did believe in Torah, in the Old Testament, and all the scriptures of the prophets. So actually they are called Ahlul Kitab, people of the book, and they have been addressed in the Quran directly, and they were also the direct addressees of the Quran, because many Jews were there in the Arabian Peninsula, and then you know, Christians were also present in the Arabian Peninsula. To these people, Quran addresses primarily. But secondarily, whole of humanity is the addressee of the Quran. All the people, all human beings who were present in this world at the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quran addressed them also. Ya Yuhannas, O people at large. Ya Bani Adam, O progeny of Adam. So actually the whole of humanity was being addressed. And not only those people who were present at the time of the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also all human beings who had to come to this world till the end of this world, till the doomsday. But they are being addressed, and they are the addressees. We may say they are by proxy. To them this message has to be given and communicated by the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the direct approach of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he addressed directly himself the pagan Arabs of the Arabian Peninsula and the Jews and the Christians of his time. The rest of the humanity, actually this was mission of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that now it's your duty to preach and convey and communicate this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to each and every human being till the end of this world. Therefore, most important point which I want to make is that when we ponder over Quran and we try to understand it, we should have two levels of understanding of each and every ayah. First of all, we have to keep the ayat or the surahs in the context, the historical context, when they were revealed, to whom they were revealed, who were the first addressees of the Quran, to whom Quran was talking primarily. What were their ideas? What were their beliefs? What were their customs? What were their rituals? Everything has to be in the context, geo-historical context. That we call, in the term of the exegesis of the Quran, ta'wilul khas, with the special perspective of the time when they were revealed, people who were being directly addressed. If we place the ayah or the surah in that context, and then we try to understand what was the meaning of this ayah or surah, which the people understood at that time, at that particular moment in history. And secondly, because this Quran is meant for the whole of humanity, for all times to come. It was not sent only for the Arabs. It was not sent only for the Christians or the Jews of the times of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the whole humanity. So we have to understand the Quran secondarily in a generalized way. That is called the تعبیل العام. Look to the words, what they mean, and just don't keep them bound with the historical background. And as such, you think over them, ponder over them, dive deep into their meanings, and try to generally infer from it the total and the final and the eternal guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for the humanity at large. Now lastly, the sequence of Quranic surahs in the Mushaf that we read and recite, and the sequence in which is what revealed, these two are absolutely different. The sequence of revelation and the sequence of the Mushaf, the book that we have, these two sequences are absolutely different. And as we know, the Makki surahs, basic principle is that they were revealed at Makkah. They were revealed earlier than the Madani surahs. But we find in the Quran that the four Madani surahs, they are in the very beginning of the Mushaf. Suratul Baqarah, Suratul Ali Imran, Suratul Nisa, Suratul Maidah. Four longest Madani surahs are in the beginning of the Quran. Although we know they were revealed after 12 years from the beginning of the Wahi. So the sequence of Mushaf and sequence of revelation, they are different. Now we must understand how Quran was collected and how it was compiled. The collection and compilation of Quran, it was completed in three stages. First of all, the Quran was compiled in a sequence during the lifetime of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the divine guidance of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Whenever the ayat were revealed, the Prophet said to the people who were writing these ayat, there were certain companions who were assigned the duty of writing them, Katibin-e-Wahi, we call them, who used to write those ayat, that put these ayat after such and such ayat of this surah. The sequence was going on as they were revealed, not in the sequence of revelation, but in the sequence of this Mushaf that we have today with us. And this compilation of the Quran was completed in the lifetime of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people have cast some doubt about it, but actually it's agreed upon, it's absolutely proven fact that the compilation was complete during the lifetime of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was done by him. But it was only in the hearts of the people. It was not in the form of a book like this. It was not collected in a book. People had remembered the whole of the Quran. And that was with the sequence. And we know it from very confirmed traditions that in every Ramadan, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come and recite the Quran. And along with him, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he also recited in the same sequence. So as Quran was being revealed, the sequence was also being fixed side by side. And in the last Ramadan of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the recitation of the whole of the Quran was completed twice. So that sequence of the surahs and ayat was completed and compilation was completed in the lifetime of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although there was no book form of this Quran in the days of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it was collected in the form of a book within 2 or 3 years after the death of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we know it. It was done during the caliphate of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And his period of caliphate is only 2 years and a few months. So within this period, this was collected in Mushaf also, in a book form also. And then thirdly, during the time of the caliphate of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was written down in a particular script. And that script we have now, this is called Rasm Usmani. This script was decided by Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this was also within a quarter of a century of the death of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because you know, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his period of caliphate is 12 years. Add to it the 12 years of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So actually, before the completion of 1/4 century, after the death of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an agreed script was also prepared, and now we have the copies of that script all over the world. This is called Ar-Rasmul Usmani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The unit of Quran is called ayah.